I think the problem that we have here, and then don't get me wrong, I'm absolutely in support of human rights issues, and not just for Cambodia, but for all other countries. There's no question. We should always be pushing for human rights. But I don't think we ought to put all our eggs in one basket and suggest that because of this one issue alone, we're going to cut funds to a country like Cambodia. To me, it's counterproductive. They'll go somewhere else. This is not the way to build friendships. And Cambodia is not the only country that has human rights issues. Let's go to the Middle East as an example. You can start there, and you can talk about some of those undemocratic countries. And I just want to make sure that we're consistent in our policy. If we're going to do it on Cambodia, let's do it in all other countries as well.
If the suggestion that aid be removed were to be linked to free and fair elections, why do you think it is that the US, and the US is not alone, in deciding not to send observers to the election later this month?
Well, the problem is that with or without observers, they're going to still have an election. So what purpose is it going to do by saying that by not supporting or not being there, it's going to really help Cambodia resolve its election problem? I just don't see the connection here. I think we should go ahead and send observers and see the problems that we've got with the elections. But Cambodia is not the only country that has always had these problems. My point is, why are we specifically targeting or pointing out to Cambodia we're not going to send observers because we just don't think the elections are going to be fair? I just don't see the logic in saying that by not sending observers, it's going to help the election process.
Do you think there's more to it, the reason why Cambodia seems to be being singled out in this way? Do you think that past history is playing a part here?
I think part of the problems here is that, and it isn't just with democratic administrations, this has been the problem with our foreign policies as a whole, both Republican and Democratic administrations. We've been very inconsistent. One administration comes in, I'll wipe out all the efforts made by the previous administration. So quite frankly, I question myself, so what exactly is our policy? Some administrations emphasize more human rights and all other factors that go into the society's problems that have been faced. And Cambodia is a classic example. You only need to mention the killing fields as a good example of almost one-fifth of the whole population was genocide, thanks to Pol Pot. And if you want, could really understand and appreciate what these people have had to go through. And the question is, that why isn't they're not out there committed to a revolution of some sort to get rid of the current administration? I don't know. Is it a culture? Look at Myanmar. Look at Thailand. Look at all these other Southeast Asian countries. They're struggling. Vietnam is another example. And I just think sometimes we get a little too quick with the trigger to be pointing fingers and to say, oh, making demands that these countries got to become like democracies that we are used to among the Western nations. And I think we need to temper that understanding and appreciate that some people, they have no idea what democracy is all about.
One of the points that's been made by those who are supporting the idea of cutting aid to Cambodia is the fact that the main opposition leader, Sam Rainsy, is currently in exile. But our understanding is that he will return to the country at some point between now and polling day on July the 28th. Now, I presume that the way that he is treated may influence this decision to some degree.
Well, you know, Mr. Rainsy, I don't know the gentleman. I've never met him. I don't know his politics. But, you know, you look at it another way. If you're really committed to the cause, you really believe in what you believe in, go back to Cambodia. Yeah, Nelson Mandela or Mahatma Gandhi, that they went back and faced to the tune if you had to be in prison. At least people will respect and know that you believe in what you believe in. If you really believe in what you say about how corrupt and whatever it is that he doesn't agree with as far as the administration is concerned of Cambodia. Not being out there on the side and be poking fun and always making charges and criticisms of what's happening in the country.
As it stands at the moment, I think people watching the situation in Cambodia are of the general belief that we already know what the result of the election will be, and if it turns out that Hun Sen has returned yet again, presumably those who are supporting this idea of cutting aid to Cambodia will table their legislation. If they do that, will they succeed? Will they get enough votes?
Well, I wanted to say that at the hearing, I thought we had this gentleman representing the American Chamber of Commerce giving an entirely different perspective. The idea that U.S. companies are doing business in Cambodia, the idea of giving jobs, the idea of helping the government into a situation where the economic development, once it's built, then you can talk about human rights and see that maybe there's a better opportunity for people, for jobs and better way of living. And so you cannot eat human rights, but you can certainly do something with it in terms of the economies and why a lot of the American companies have gone there. And it's been a big help and raised the standard of living among the people in Cambodia.
So just to put the point again, if this matter were to come to a vote, in your view, which side will win?
The question of winning and losing, listen, we've had issues like this. Indonesia is a classic example of what happened in West Papua New Guinea, and an issue that still has not been addressed properly. What I'm saying is that these things take time to evolve themselves. Cambodia is no different. And what I wanted to point out too is that there are a lot of things that we've done to Cambodia that we even haven't resolved. And I honestly believe if history will show, we were part of the problem. Ended up with a Pol Pot that caused 1.7 million Cambodians to be